All right, what up, though, y'all? It's your boy, Way By The Way. You back tuning in to Militant Minds. And I got a special guest in here with me. Today, we going over part two of The Why. Today, we talking to the ladies. And I got the lovely Samaj in here with me to answer some questions. So, Samaj, go ahead and tell the people who you are, where you from.
What's up, y'all? This is Samaj. I am from Los Angeles, California, South Central, to be exact. Y'all could get at me on Instagram at Samaj_1022. Yeah, but just follow me on there.
And bet, I'm going to put all that in the bio. So, like I said, we're going to get into it today. A couple days ago, I talked to the big homie, Brandon, and we answered some questions that the lady had about, like, why we do what we do in relationships and, like, just the certain stuff. So, I got a few questions from the fellas. It's not that much. So, fellas, y'all let me down. So, don't be mad if you don't get the answers that you want. So, we're going to go ahead and roll into the first questions to just see how everything rolls. So, the first question is, does having sex on the first night make you a hoe?
I don't think so. I don't think it makes you a hoe because, honestly, I think between, like, the conversation, the tension, and the connection you have with that person, if it happens, it happens. If it's meant to be, it meant to be. I don't think it'd make you a hoe, though.
I don't know why people be saying that, but, like, most women say that I'm not a hoe, you're not about to fuck me on the first night, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know where that stigma came from, but I guess it's just something old.
I think it comes from because, you know, a lot of females look at it like, you know how they be on that 90-day,
yeah,
that 90-day type of thing, like, okay, I ain't gonna really open up to you or have sex with you until I really get to know you, but, I mean, everybody have one night stands.
I feel like when you meet somebody, like, if y'all gonna have sex on the first night, y'all pretty much had a conversation and y'all don't already felt that energy, so...
Right.
So
now, if you do that all the time, then that's a different story. I feel like
you just fucking everybody on the first night.
Yeah, then like it's just like chill out.
Like same day meeting them, you just a couple hours later.
Yeah,
all right, I feel that. So, how long do you make guys wait before sex, or does it just depend on a person?
I think it kind of just depends. I'm not saying like I'd be wanting to make them wait. I mean, because I would like to, but honestly, if we have that connection, and this is being 100, if we have that connection and we over here vibing, and I'm physically attracted to you, and you physically and things start to get warming up, I mean, we just gonna do it.
I feel like that.
You know.
Hey, y'all heard it here first.
I'm just being honest.
LA women, straight to the point.
But
that makes sense, though. When you first meet somebody, in order for you to want to go on a date with somebody, you got to see yourself.
Exactly.
You got to be physically attracted to somebody. Yes. You're not just going to do that. So, right. I totally feel that.
Especially if they have potential, too.
So, let's hop into... they got another question about cheating. So,
uh-oh.
Is it true women cheat off emotions?
I would say... I would want to say yes. I want to say if us females cheating, it's because one, they already had some type of ties with that person, with that man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not for no get back. Like a lot of us, there's females out there that could have sex and cheat with no strings attached. But usually if we cheating with a man, it's with someone we have a connection with, someone we already, you know what I'm saying, emotionally tied to. So yeah, with emotions, definitely. I think females cheat. Sorry, ladies. I'm just being real, honey.
I mean, the fellas, we gave out some real answers.
You feel me?
So now I got another question to tie into that. Mm-hmm. So with these, so like you already done built these emotions with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So with that person, I wouldn't say, because you never tried anything, but with that person be like, because if you're cheating... And that person is there to help you. Would that person be like a rebound person? So is it really rebound cheating? Not getting back, but it's really rebound cheating if that person...
Technically, yeah, rebound. It would be rebound cheating. Yeah. All
right. So it ain't just like, I'm going to just go meet a nigga and just...
Yeah. Because you know what? You know really what it also be? Is that some females, like, they be in situations, right? And they going through it. And then they have that one side friend or, you feel me, man that they kind of, I guess, pillow talk to. And the guy pillow talk to them, they be telling about their emotions and going on with the situation they have. That guy's making them feel open. So they kind of try to fill that void. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
So it's like y'all already done exposed each other's vulnerable side. So it's like, shit, what sex gonna do to hurt it? All right, I feel it. It makes sense now instead of just seeing it happen.
Yeah.
All right, so Next question. Do you think you truly understand your man, or do you think sex is all men want?
No, I think I'll truly understand. I truly understand my man, even though I don't have one. But, you know, I think it just takes one to... I don't think men all want sex. I think, of course, they have needs, you know what I'm saying? But, no, I think us females, especially, we really try to get to intellectual with them and see where their mind is at. Now, if they just giving out and perceiving that they just want sex, and that's a different story, then we'd be like, okay, all you want is just to have sex. But honestly, we the type to like to read. We like to basically get to know you, the little details about you, you know. So,
well, you speaking as a woman. Mm-hmm. Nah, you ain't speaking as these hoes, because some of these hoes don't care.
Yeah, some.
Sorry,
of them
ladies.
Care.
I mean, mom told me to even respect the lowest hoes, so I respect all of y'all. But I'm just saying that women care and hoes don't. Yeah. So we getting wise words from a woman. So, what is it about the bad guy that drives women crazy versus the good guy? And it's, so I really want to hear your answer, because you from Cali, South Central, yeah. so you get to see the bad guy, the good guy, and all that.
And you know, it's crazy. It's like a lot of us women be so much attracted to and pay attention to the bad guys, or some of the ones they be calling toxic, rather than the good guys that's trying to treat us right. I don't know. I just think it's the... I don't know. I don't want to say the adrenaline about it. Like, you know, the rush of the fact that, like, you know, he's bad for me, but it feels so right. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's kind of like that.
It make so, like, basically, instead of... I feel like the... From being a good guy and also being a bad guy. Mm-hmm. So I realized as a good guy, just correct me if I'm wrong, like, me being a good guy to you, that, like, puts you on a pedestal and makes you feeling... Instead of feeling like a normal person. Mm-hmm. With a bad dude, you get the thrill of everything. Like, both of y'all gotta be on y'all toe. At any point, this nigga could just, so I need to be on my A game. Like, is that what it is? Is that the rush that it give you, or?
It kind of do. I think it's more just the fact that, you know, the bad guy is just like, I don't know. Some females would think, like, it's fun. The fact that, you know, they argue, you know what I'm saying? But then it really be about the sex, though, for the bad guys. I must say that, because a lot of females look at it like, you know, he's toxic, but the sex is great. That's why, you know, and that's not the right answer. You know, it shouldn't
be
like
that.
So
come from here. Listen up, fellas. They only care about that meat. Look, you hear me?
No, that's what it is with the bad guys, because I just feel like, but like, for females, like, if we have a good guy, why are we not, you know what I'm saying, why are we not trying to fuck with him as much as we are with the bad guy? But with the bad guy, because of how everything go down, usually, you know, the toxic ones have the good package down there. Like, I'm just being 100, like, you know, I have it with my friends. I hear from them. And
hey, so yep. It, listen, fellas, if you ain't swinging, you ain't banging. You hear me?
But, you know, we ain't go over here and knock the good guys, though, you know, but that's really what it be.
Hey, good guys always win in the end, but yep. Don't be a janitor. It ain't your job to fix up heart. Exactly. Good guys.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. I want to hear this one. Do you believe every woman has lesbian tendencies?
Have less men tendencies?
Lesbian tendencies. Because y'all love slapping each other on the ass and calling each other sexy
and
all that.
We do. I do believe every woman have a little bit of lesbian tendencies in them.
It for sure come out of y'all when y'all drunk too.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we can't help it though. Like, our friend, so we see a girl with a fat ass, like, we looking at it like,
I don't trust y'all. Go to the bathroom with each other and all that. I don't trust y'all.
We get dressed in front of each other.
I don't trust y'all. And y'all send naked pictures to each other.
Yeah.
I don't trust y'all. I seen one group chat and was amazed that I didn't see, you feel me? Like,
all those
y'all,
naked,
wow.
Yeah.
Poof.
Every female have lesbian tendencies.
Lord. Some of y'all.
And
just,
if you don't, I'm just going to think you a tranny.
Hey, y'all heard it here first. All right, so what does it take for you to open up mentally and sexually with your partner? So you can speak for you personally, mm-hmm. or you could just speak in general?
Well, I know for me, it's not hard for me to open up mentally. I'm a very open person. I am very blunt. I'm an emotional person at that. So I definitely like to dig deep and see where a person's mental is and for them to see where my mental is. It doesn't take much. I just like to have conversation with people. Now, for me also to open sexually, I don't know how this may sound, but you just gotta make me feel right. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you treating me good.
So they gotta take your mental, basically. So
they have to take my mental and understand it. It's a one-on-one for you. Yeah. They have to understand it and definitely take it. So, and once I feel like you put me in a comfort zone to where I could really sit and talk to you and open up to you mentally, then it's like, damn.
Not the damn, me. You heard it, yeah. Damn. Y'all heard that soft ass damn. Alright, so why is it that what women say they want versus what they attract all is always different?
That's a good question.
You want a nigga that's gonna treat you right, but then
you the stay bad going, way. You say you attract, yeah. You know what? Honestly, I don't know. I just think, like, especially we can't be too picky. A lot of females, we want this. We have a list, but we know it's not going to be it's not a build a man type of thing. So a lot of females just settle. And honestly, it's just at some point, it's just the fact that we just going to ride it out. Like, okay, we testing the waters. This is all I attract. And a lot of times it's just the fact that there's some things we have to change within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? For us to attract the right dude. We attract the same type of man because it's the same thing that they see in us that they like. You know, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just some things we need to change about ourselves. Maybe the way we carry ourselves. Maybe the way we talk. Maybe the way we think to attract a different type of guy.
Yeah, you attract the energy you put out.
Exactly.
Okay. Next question is, does your relationship with your father play a part in your relationship decisions?
I definitely think it definitely affects your relationship. One, I can say, for a female to have her father in her life, you know, a father is there to kind of show you and prove to you the man you should date, a man you should marry. Your father always there showing you how to change a tire or showing you, like, little things that, you know, showing you, basically doing the stuff that a man's supposed to do for you, you know the type of man you should get. Like, you know, females be like, no, like, my daddy already set the standard of what type of man I should mm-hmm. go for. Versus a female who haven't had a dad in their life and who's been absent, you don't really know, you know, like, the way you pick your guys is always going to be a conflict and a problem because you kind of don't have somebody to look up to be like, dang, like, I can't tell if this is a good man for me or, you know, if he's just full of shit. So I feel like it definitely plays a part.
For me too. So, nah. The more emotional trauma a woman has, the nastier she is in bed. True or false? So, like basically a heartbroken woman. So, like, 9 times out of 10, when you sad and you start fucking with somebody else, like, that rebound sex is probably, like, some great sex.
You know what? Yeah.
Or that I'm mad at you sex. Like, yeah. Something happened. Like, so is emotional trauma, does that make the sex, I wouldn't say nastier, or does it intensify the feelings that come with it?
I think it does play a part. I think it can play a part. You know, especially because we hold on to so much. And think about it, like, you having sex with somebody, we holding on to this anger or this anger towards another person or some emotional trauma towards this person, you're going to take it out, you know, on that person. Or sometimes you might even think about that person and think of how you want to, you know, do it to him. So I think it does play a part. It makes sense too. I mean, okay. Yeah, I've done it.
Hey, look, I knew it was going to come out. I knew it was going to slip.
I think it also depends on, you know, the fact that, especially with you, when you go through something with somebody, you know, and the anger and stuff, and you dealing with somebody new, all you're gonna think about is like, let me just show this person what the last person is missing out on type shit. especially in bed. So, yeah, you want to prove yourself.
All right, so remember, y'all, when, if you the side dude and you get it wet and wild, just know that she got pissed off early.
No.
Look, she done already said it, so don't let that fool you now.
You might really deserve it.
Look, way by the way said it first. You feel me? Remember, she ain't think about you. She think about all that anger and shit. Maybe you should piss her off sometimes.
Yeah.
Piss her off before you get it. All right. So, why do most women feel like it's okay to always tell somebody he tried to talk to me?
I don't feel like they shouldn't do that, though. I feel like now that is something they like, it should be careless. Now, females do that because maybe they still be wanting to have him as a little side thing, or just let their friend know, like, nah, he tried to talk to me. Don't do that. They looking at it like, if he gonna try to talk to me and go to my friend, that's, you know, they looking at it like, oh, you're that type of man.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think if he trying to talk to you and you decline him and you got curved him, it don't matter if he trying to talk to my friend. Like, at this point, I don't care because I didn't want you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But females will still be like, girl, he tried to talk to me, blah, blah, blah. Like, that is pointless, unnecessary.
All right, well, as I said, we got a good woman right here. She ain't going to lowball you. So if you shoot your shot, she knock you down, her friend is still available, brothers. You heard it from here on Militant Moms. But you feel me? If Samaj don't like you, her friend probably don't like you either, so.
Okay, because we got good taste over here. But we don't look at person. I mean, we don't look at looks. We look at.
You heard what she just said. Don't get tied up now.
Y'all, let me clear that up, y'all. I don't discriminate looks, size, color. I don't discriminate. I'm here for it all. You just got to have the best personality, and you have to be goofy. Like, I like to make men laugh, and they got to make me laugh because I'm goofy.
She just told y'all the number one rule of life. If you ugly, you better be funny.
Yeah. So. You may not be the best looking one, but if you could make me laugh, then you got me right there.
All right, y'all heard it here. Now, don't be sending no corny shit to her DM.
Right.
Because I don't want to hear about it. All right, so this is a childish question, but got to ask it since it's on here. When did you realize you had that WAP? I said, it's right here.
I realized I had that WAP.
How many crazy exes you got?
You know what? You know what's crazy? You having WAP ain't gonna make a man crazy.
No,
I don't really think I have any crazy exes. I don't. But
exes that stuck on you.
They still fuck with me and they still.
But have you ever had somebody, so like, Nick, now we about to go off record, so that's the end of the question. I'm about to go off record. So have you ever had somebody you didn't really have like a mental connection with, but y'all had sex and that person is just like just hung on you? So that's how you know you had that walk. Because sometimes, and then after you had sex with that person, they get to know the mental. Now this person is just hooked on you. So when did you, how old were you? Like, how long ago was this when you first had that type of situation that happened?
Honestly, it was while I'm 21. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, yeah, I witnessed it.
At the woman age, 21.
Yes, I witnessed it because, like, yeah, me and this dude, you know, we did what we did, chill, whatever. Had to put it on him one time.
Not for the one time.
And, like, next, you know, old boy just blowing up my phone, trying to clock me, trying to check me.
That's how it be. Look,
so, and I could tell him, like, you not my man to be doing all of that.
He made himself her boyfriend. So, that's an ex that's not your ex. So, yeah.
Yeah, that shit is not it.
She got the real deal.
Yes.
Kill Bill. Stay away from me. We don't need that. Once she leave this recording session, we don't need no more of that.
Yeah, that's it.
That demon juice in here. So now I need you. So now we don't answer these questions. So now I want you to get a fella some advice out here.
Mm-hmm.
How to approach a woman, you feel me? What's the most important thing? What's the first thing y'all look at?
So when approaching a woman, I definitely feel like take the time out to try to get to know her. Like, show her you're interested. You know what I'm saying? Get to know her. I definitely feel like we said, females, we read men. Like, you know what I'm saying? We want to get to know you. We want to look at your mentality, see where you stand at, see how you feel. Just be more open. Be open. And I think with that, you'll definitely have a good conversation with a female, especially communication. We big on communication because us female, we're open about our emotions. We're open about talking about things. And a lot of men are like caved in and don't really like to talk about stuff and keep their emotions inside. And that's fine, but it's just, you got to understand, like, us females, we just want to be able to see if you could communicate. So when approaching a female, I definitely say, try to get to know her, show her you're interested. Give her, if you can, like, just not if you can, but just give her attention. I definitely feel like be consistent. Definitely be consistent.
Consistency, fellas. Y'all yes. know that's a big word on the show.
Be consistent. And don't be boring. You know, be fun. Just do things to show her that you're different. You know what I'm saying? And when I say different, just, you know, not every female, like, you know, not every female go through the same thing with guys, or some of them have and had that pattern, but, you know what I'm saying, different type of days, just think outside the box, you know, but for the most part, like I said, be consistent, communicate, be open, be honest, definitely be honest, even on the first date, you know what I'm saying. Like, I remember I had talked to somebody, and he had a tattoo on his arm. So I'm like, oh, what this name mean? He said it was his nephew. Whole time, it was his son. Like, who even lies about that? You know, little things like that. If you have kids, man, be honest. You don't
lie about your kids.
You don't lie like, about damn, that. Like,
those the motherfuckers you're supposed to love the most.
Exactly. You know? But some people be ashamed to say they have kids because, you know, for whatever reason. But just be honest about everything. Just, I'd rather you open up on the first day, be honest, lay all your little skeletons.
Wait, not everything. Hold
not
on.
Not everything.
Man, you don't lay everything on the line.
Not lay everything. But if you trying to take, if you trying to go somewhere with me, like, I'd rather you tell me right then and there.
The important shit.
The important shit that I should know before I have to find out later. Yeah. And it hinders something.
So like, this is my thing for a first date. So, I don't like texting. I don't like doing small texting, like, what's your favorite stuff and all yeah. of this before the first date. So, like, basically, I try to have, this is just how I do it. You could tell me if it's a good idea or not. So when I first meet somebody, I try to have a first date within like the first 3 or 4 days. So that way I can eliminate the small talk and mm-hmm. we have something small to talk about over dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I start asking questions, then that's when I figure out how to get you to talk more. Mm-hmm. So like that's my whole like thing. I don't know if that's a
no, that's good idea. I think that's smart. That is definitely smart because a lot of people don't like to do that small talk. 21 questions over text. Like, yeah, I'd rather talk over dinner. And the fact that you're doing it in between the time you just met the person, it do give it time to really get to know them a little bit. And then, like you say, alleviate the small talk over text. And then as you move along, then it does give you time to actually give her the time to open up, and you open up. So I think that is smart.
So when it comes to texting, right? So mm-hmm. like, normally you don't like when people, nobody likes when somebody take forever to text.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is if I got the time to constantly text you, then what the fuck am I doing? Like, y'all don't think about that? Like, why is this nigga constantly texting me? Like, y'all don't think about shit like that?
No.
Or do y'all just be happy about the text?
We like that.
Then why do y'all be trying to downplay it on social media? Like,
what
why
they be,
this
what
nigga,
they be saying?
Bro, talking about this nigga always texting me and all this shit, but y'all...
Hold up.
Listen, but on, they don't be showing their responses, though. They just show the screenshot. I got 7 messages from this nigga. They don't be showing they shit, so...
Nah. I mean, I don't mind that, because I'm a quick texter, and sometimes I feel like I need to stop that, because I text back quick, too fast. But, I mean, it's a natural reflex for me.
I mean, me too. Like, once you send me a text, I respond back. Right then and I think there. I respond back so fast that you don't realize that I text you back by the time you close it. So, I feel like that's good that's effective communication for me. But, like, I wish everything was old school before the text. Like, when we had to talk on the phone. Because I swear that was so much better.
I definitely agree. I think talking on the phone is way better than text. I like talking on the phone. I like FaceTime more than text because I want to see you when we talk. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your laugh. You know what I'm saying?
And you know why I like talking? Like, mm-hmm. talking in general, because I feel like you get a more genuine response when you kiss somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, now I get to see your facial expression. So, if I ask you something, if I ask you something during text, you could interpret it a different way.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I definitely agree.
But me, so, like, the whole laughing part, you know me, I'm, like, a party animal. Yeah. So, when you see me, it's just, like, happy energy. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever, like, not made somebody laugh. Damn, what's something else good to ask? So, if stuff is, like, just say... On the first date, right? So, on the first date, when you say, would you rather have a traditional date or would you rather do something fun? So, like, I feel like if you do something fun, that give a time, that gives you both an opportunity to see each other out of a typical element. So, now you can kind of see the person you're dealing with. Like, especially if y'all go to, like, an arcade or something, you whipping his ass or he whipping your ass. You get to see how you respond. Exactly. Instead of, like, a dinner where... Let's just say that the food was terrible. Like, food, like, shit like that could really make or break a situation. Yes. So, like, so how do you feel about a first date? What would be your ideal first date?
I'm on that fun shit. Right. Like you said, I'm on that fun shit. Like, I'm a fun person. I'm outgoing. Like, you know, I'm competitive, too. So, if we was to do something like, yeah, go to the arcade, I'm definitely with that. You know what I'm saying? It takes also the seriousness away from, like, that first date. Like, and the nervousness. You know what I'm saying?
I swear I'd be nervous on the first date. Just, I could have known you for a whole month. Then I'd be like, damn, bro.
Right. Like, just the fact that, like, we're sitting at a table. Like, food. Like, it's the tension. You could feel the tension. Like, okay, the nervousness. Versus you somewhere that's, like, easing everything. The whole atmosphere is just fun. It's easing. It's letting you loose. And it kind of gets you more comfortable with the person. So... I'm with that fun shit. If we going go-karts, if we going rock climbing, something, it just shows the type of person you are. You adventurous, and, you know, that also is one of my traits. Like, I'm adventurous, so it also kind of tells, like, if you guys would be compatible as well, too.
All right, fellas, so step outside the box. So I got this saying, right? You know, normally people be like, be yourself. So normally, like, when you asking somebody for some advice and they tell you to be yourself, 9 times out of 10, when somebody tell you that, like, really, you're thinking about what would somebody else do because you ask for advice because you're nervous. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like telling somebody to be they self is not good advice because a lot of people are trying to be like other people. Mm-hmm. So, like, basically, when you like me, how I approached you, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm nervous, so I don't know what the fuck to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I ask my homie, like, hey, bro, what should I do this? Bro, just be yourself. So, now it's like... She might not like me. So now you thinking of being somebody else that she don't like. So a lot of people don't know who they are. So what advice would you give for somebody being nervous on the first date? A dude taking you out. What advice would you give him to eliminate the nervousness?
I would just tell him. I can't really say I'll give y'all advice. I think I would just be
or
like...
Or just tips.
Like, just basically. Tips. My thing is just like... I don't want to say be yourself because we just kind of try to alleviate that, but just be like natural, like, you know what I'm saying. You might be. It's okay to be nervous though. Like,
let it flow. Don't force it.
Yeah,
there we go.
You know, let it flow. Don't force it. Basically, yeah, let it flow.
Cause some people awkward as hell. Like telling somebody to be themselves. I got a I wouldn't call him my homie, but like. I got a friend, like, he awkward as hell, so when he be like, give me some advice, he be like, I wouldn't do this, like, I tell him actual shit instead of, like, be yourself.
Yeah.
So like, some people, you can't tell them be yourself, because you know, like, bro,
don't be yourself.
I don't know about that, my nigga.
Yeah.
You so, might want to be me. Yeah. you might
want to be me. Yeah, do what I would do.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely. Just let it flow, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you just give off good energy. That's really what it is. Just give off good energy, let it flow, be natural, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to see from there. If it is there, it's there. If it's not, then it ain't meant to be.
And so this is my last question for you. So what is your checklist in a relationship? Like what are all the things that you want in a relationship? And then after that, I want you to tell me your red flags.
Okay, the things I want in a relationship is definitely, like I said, communication, honesty, definitely loyalty, of course, faithfulness, but genuine. Like, you really have to be genuine. And loving. You have to be loving. And pretty much, I say family-oriented, too, as well. A lot of people come from broken homes, and it kind of messed them up in relationships, in a way. So,
hell yeah, them childhood traumas do come.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it really hinders them from being happy and loving in a relationship. But family-oriented, and just be, like mature, but mentally stable as well. Okay. Mentally and emotionally stable.
So, what about your red flags? What's your red flags?
My red flags. Okay,
look. All right, niggas, don't start sweating. No.
Listen, my red flags is, one, if you do not give me any attention, that is a red flag. No attention, terrible communication. I'm going to just think you're just not interested. That's that. Another red flag is just, if you just lie about the little things, you know, it'd be the beginning of you talking to someone.
A lot of y'all niggas just got put off the box for lying. So.
Yes. Like, yeah. Be lying about the littlest things. If you lie about something small, you definitely will lie about something big. What are some more red flags? Red flags also, if you just don't show me. Like, I heard this saying, don't ever let a man tell you or show you he don't want you twice. Like, if he's not coming home, if he's not, like, trying to hit you up, trying to take you out, if he's not, you know, coming home to you, if he's not giving you attention, giving you time, that's basically showing that he don't want you. And those little things right there could be red flags for me. You know what I'm saying? Especially because I'm the type, I like to spend quality time. I like to, you know what I'm saying, get to know. So if you're not really that interested in me, then that is going to tell. It's going to show. So
quality time, that's a love language. So mm-hmm. What's another one? What's another one of your love languages?
Another one of my love languages, I think, like I said, it's just laughing. You know, I think, like, if we both are goofy, if I could sit here and laugh, laughter is good for the soul. That's how I think. And me laughing about stuff, I love to laugh. So if we could sit here and laugh about stuff, that's a different love language for me. You know, we on a different goofy type of love. Also, just being on the same mindset as well. Like, intellectual, you know, having that good conversation and being woke about certain things. That's a different love language. If I could sit here and talk to you about, like, some woke shit and you understand it and we have that conversation, we could have a whole conversation about it, like, that just shows you're mentally there with me. You know what I'm saying? We definitely have to be mentally on the same page. A lot of people are, like, not there and very mature and young-minded. So definitely that. And I think that's pretty much it. And, like, touching, you know, like, I like to touch and feel, like, for you to rub on my
physical
skin.
Physical touch.
Yeah.
I don't know all the names of it, but y'all could do y'all research, you feel me? We really just gave y'all the 411 on how to get you a nice woman from South Central LA.
Yes.
So today we just had the beautiful Samaj in here. I'ma have her Instagram in the bio of this one. So once again, I wanna thank y'all for tuning in to Militant Minds. This is Wild Part 2 with the ladies. Fellas, y'all ain't asked that many questions. I tried to do what I could with the ones I had. You feel me? I feel like we got some good information. And hopefully y'all take this and y'all actually use it. So 2021, it's time for you to delete all the bullshit you've been doing in the past and use some of this real game.
Yeah.
So thank you for
thank
coming
you
out
for
so much.
Me.
And you feel me? And this is Militant Minds, y'all.